Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Why does it feel like nobody really gives us the inside scoop? Join us on The Powers That Be, the podcast where insiders from Puck break down who has influence, how they use it, and what it actually means for you. New episodes every weekday. Listen to The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
So we had the storm, and I was in Massachusetts for some of it, and I think it was relatively similar. It seems like the wind was a lot more severe here in Connecticut than in Massachusetts, although the volume of rain was substantial in Massachusetts. And a lot of people lost power, and there was a lot of damage, and a lot of people were upset because the response, in their opinion, wasn't quick enough. And there's been some tension, as there always seems to be when there's a storm. Eversource is always seemingly a tense issue because of cost or storm response. In this case, it's storm response. And Sam Smink, now, first of all, Sam, is it senior consumer investigative reporter? Is that the full, what's on the business card?
I am chief investigative reporter. Cassidy is our consumer investigative reporter.
Got it. Okay. Cassidy, she's in my pod over there at WFSB, so I learn a lot from both Cassidy and Sam Smink. Listen, first of all, thanks for joining us this morning. When it comes to Eversource, let's talk like a little generally then. You know, from what you've reported out and seen, when it came to storm response, did they underperform?
Well, that is what some of the people, the customers, are saying. Especially, we know in Harwinton, the first selectman there was very unhappy with Eversource's response. He said, obviously, you know, the storms came through very late Saturday, and on Sunday, there were still not boots in the ground, on the ground from Eversource in his town. He said, actually, in an interview on Tuesday, that it wasn't until his interview popped up on WFSB with Luke Hydash that Eversource had contacted him Sunday night saying, we saw the news, we're going to get boots on the ground tomorrow. And he said the first time they saw any Eversource crews really assessing the Harwinton damage was on Monday. So this is about a full day after the storm. And he would have been so concerned because in Harwinton especially, there were a lot of toppled trees, there were a lot of power lines down. He said some people were stuck in their homes, and he just thought it was very unacceptable that it took that long to get there.
And what does Eversource say?
Eversource kind of acknowledges that there may have been some miscommunication. They had told Owen, our reporter, that there were other areas that they had been aware of that were hit, that they were kind of prioritizing first because of some damage. And they were saying it was also harder for them to get into Harwinton until those trees had been cleared, which isn't their job. That's more, you know, DOT and other crews. So it's kind of a back and forth with them. The one thing where we got involved with the I-team is that on Monday, I had noticed that an Eversource spokesperson, you know, told Roger Susanna during an interview that they had not expected the winds to be as high and severe as they were, and that their forecast had never predicted that. So I wanted to know, you know, well, who do they use for their forecast?
Right.
Well, we know they don't have a full-time meteorologist on staff because, breaking news, Brian, Eversource looks like, I just checked my email this morning, looks like they finally responded to my 2 days of questions last night, an hour after our latest story aired. So I have new information for you this morning.
Nice.
First on Brian's show. So they do not have a full-time meteorologist on staff. What we had found on Monday and Tuesday was that they do use what's called the UConn Outage Prediction Model for help forecasting where outages will most likely happen. But I found through a exclusive records request from Pura that they were blaming their forecast for not correctly, you know, telling them how much damage they would see. One thing UConn helps do is predict where trouble spots would be, outages affecting, you know, more than 5 customers to 100 customers. They had predicted 200 trouble spots. There ended up being over 1,000 trouble spots. So that's a difference of 800. We were able to interview UConn's outage prediction model, their lead forecaster, on Tuesday, and they said they were like, yeah, you know what? Our forecast model did not see the storms would be this severe. They thought the storms were more likely to hit southwest Connecticut, Fairfield County. They did say that, you know, late Saturday, the storms kind of changed and there was a storm system coming through Albany, and that's why it started to make its way northwest and that sort of thing. The one thing I had noticed, because I got my hands on the actual UConn forecast that was sent to Eversource, was that wind speeds weren't included. And so their forecaster told me, you know, well, we knew there could be 65 mile per hour winds, but we didn't want to, you know, overstress that to Eversource. And they scheduled maybe too many crews. And we didn't know exactly where they would happen because thunderstorms are so localized.
Well, let me ask
that. Yeah.
So, Sam Smink joining us here, chief investigative reporter at WFSB. So my questions are, like, this is like a weekend. Like, are these things, the forecasters, like, say, at UConn, are they, is there someone doing it 24/7?
No.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.
No. I'm glad you say that because I was going to bring up the fact that this forecast I got my hands on from UConn, it was for 30 hours before the storm hit. 30 hours before July 4th.
So they didn't update it. They didn't update it at all.
No.
The day of the storm.
I specifically asked UConn that, and they said no. We had no communication with Eversource after that. Eversource didn't ask for anything. We didn't send them anything. And I had been asking, I did this story on Tuesday, I did a follow-up yesterday with lawmakers reacting, I had been asking Eversource, you know, why was there that 30-minute gap? 30-hour gap. And this morning, I just got that response because I just checked my email and they sent this late last night. And they, I'm going to read specifically for you, Eversource says, UConn only reruns the model when circumstances change. If the weather forecast did not change in the 24 hours prior to the event, the model does not need to be updated. We don't run the model over and over on the same forecast. They said their understanding is that this model takes 12 to 24 hours to run. There would be no purpose in running it again right after we received it without a change in circumstances.
Hmm. Well, then
our meteorologists, I had them look at this forecast. They would think, you know, there would be more real-time updates, and that's something that UConn said if following the storm they would be looking into. Now, I will say Eversource did also respond in that same email, saying they don't, you know, just rely on UConn for weather forecasts. They have several sources of weather forecasts for storm vents, including commercial and public resources. And they've been reiterating the same thing they said all along, that, you know, no forecast, none of the weather services predicted these widespread wind gusts.
That was my question. So did our meteorologists, I mean, did everyone sort of miss it?
So Jill on Saturday morning did say the possibility for 65 mile an hour per 80 mile per hour winds was possible. But it does look like, because it was such a strong thunderstorm, that some of the localization of where exactly it would hit wasn't necessarily pinpointed until the very last minute. Although our meteorologists were, you know, working all of Saturday, and I didn't catch our later newscast, so I can't say for sure. That would be a question for Cassidy, because she was here. One thing was interesting, though, is that Eversource says they do not have a full-time meteorologist on staff. And yeah, when I worked in Florida, Florida Power and Light, they did have a full-time meteorologist. So that was very interesting to hear.
I mean, this is a $27 billion company, Sam. It's a joke. I'm glad that they said that they have other backup forecasters, but the fact that if they did do that, there wouldn't be one model that would have a potential that at least would have people on standby seems a little bit rich, right? So let's just be honest about it. And so for this size company, I thought all these companies had full-time meteorologists. I'm stunned.
You know, I did too. I thought at least these bigger companies, you know, did. At least that's been my experience with working in several markets. I know, of course, the smaller ones might not have that. But yes, it was interesting to see that they responded to that. Oh, and another thing, I had been asking for several days how many crews were in place before the storm, and they finally also answered that question. They said we had approximately 200 resources, and they were prepared for what they called the events, those trouble spots I was talking about, those outages.
Yep.
They were prepared for 600 events. In the end, over 3,000 damage locations occurred.
Got it.
Now, they said they had those 200 resources in place, but again, you know, Harwinton's first selectman was very clear when he said, I didn't see anybody in Harwinton, at least until Monday. And we asked the governor about this yesterday, and the governor even said, you know, I've heard about what's happened in Harwinton, and, you know, things are going to have to change. And he said he, in his experience, would think Eversource would prepare for the worst and go from there. And he actually said, quote, that doesn't always happen with them. They do the opposite.
Interesting. Obviously, we'll have a lot more on this all day. Sam, I mean, I don't know. I think you're off today, but I think that obviously
I am off today. I'm anchoring this weekend. So if you want to, I'm filling in for Cassidy. So if you want to catch me then.
We'll do.
And but I did send this over to our crew, so they should have an update with everything Eversource told me.
Well, Sam, thanks so much for the time. I really appreciate it on an off date as well. Thank you.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me.
Right.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
It's Sophia with an F, Franklin with the Y, and if you're looking for some bubblegum dum-dum podcast, then you are in the wrong place, baby. Whether I'm reminiscing on the trials and tribulations of working in the corporate world to recapping today's latest reality TV show, you're going to want to pull up a chair and stick around. It's a good time and always 100% unfiltered. Follow and listen to Sophia with an F wherever you get your podcasts.